Describe a time when you were busy. Are you often busy?
Yes, I'm usually pretty busy. I work full-time, so I'm very occupied during the workday. Then, when I get home, I try to keep an active social life. So that means going out with my friends whenever I have the chance. I also like to visit my family and spend quality time with them on the weekends. Plus, on top of all that, I have a dog that keeps me company. I'm very busy taking my dog out for walks and making sure he's well taken care of. What are the advantages and disadvantages when people keep busy? One big advantage is that people can avoid leading a sedentary lifestyle. Instead of sitting around and wasting their time on meaningless activities, they can do things that fulfill them. They can work out, hang out with friends, and do other things that bring them joy. But a downside is that people can get too busy and forget to set aside time for relaxing. They might get overly stressed and suffer from bad physical or mental health. It's important to strike a balance. Do you think children should learn through playing games or under pressure? I think that whenever possible, children should learn by playing games. In a low-stakes environment, they can have the time and space to learn new things without feeling overly stressed. Plus, they can have fun through the game itself. If you put them into high-pressure situations, they're bound to get anxious and have a bad experience. It might make them not want to learn things anymore. That can ultimately have a bad effect by making them unwilling to engage in new activities. What kind of pressure may people experience at work? At work, people might feel the pressure to constantly outperform their coworkers. Some companies make you feel like you have to compete against others in order to stand out. That can result in a very toxic work environment. Others might feel pressure to get a promotion and work their way up through the company. Depending on the job, people might also feel pressure to hit a certain target every day. For example, salespeople are often expected to sell a certain number of products per day. That can be very stressful.